So now we have a whole group of podcasters that are intimidated by the tech when the reality is that's not what's important.
Hello and welcome to episode 3 of How to Start a Podcast, the podcast that teaches you how to create a podcast from scratch. I'm your host, Travis Albritton, and helping me again today with this episode is a man who has perfect 2020 vision. Unless you care about seeing the color red, Albin Brook. Hello, Albin.
Or any other color, Travis. I mean, the color blindness covers the spectrum.
In this episode, we're going to tell you which microphone to buy and which software to use, because it's really easy to get overwhelmed just by the sheer number of options when it comes to microphones and software. And you definitely don't need this uber expensive pro-level setup to have a great podcast. Here is one of the co-founders of Buzzsprout, Tom, and his perspective on gear with podcasting.
I was at a conference and we were talking to different people and I was just surprised at the number of people that I talked to that had ideas for podcasts, they had content, and yet they hadn't launched their first episode. And I just had no idea, because Buzzsprout was always built around being very simple. And so I was talking to a friend of mine who has a very successful podcast, a blogger, and I was asking him that question. Why is it that there is this barrier that people put up around the tech? And he told me, he said, man, I'm embarrassed at how easy my setup is. He said, I've used Buzzsprout. I record it on my phone with earbuds. And I don't, whenever anybody asks about my microphone, I just avoid it because I don't want to talk about that because I'm embarrassed by it. And I think there's this atmosphere that's been created around maybe the technology people that started in podcasting, where it's lingered on. And so now we have a whole group of podcasters that are intimidated by the tech when the reality is that's not what's important. What's important is the content. The tech is great. It might make it sound perfect, but people are listening because of the content. And if you can produce good content, you should never let the type of microphone get in the way. And that's exactly what, you know, he had experienced, because he had phenomenal content and just wasn't a technology guy.
So that's just a really cool story, you know, that somebody was able to have a successful podcast and they were just using the free Apple earbuds that came with their iPhone to record it. And so I think that just goes to show again that you don't need this super expensive pro level setup in order to have a podcast. But microphones are important. And so we're going to talk about the budget microphone that's absolutely perfect for first time podcasters. But before we reveal what that master mic that rules everything is, we want to kind of walk you through our thought process so you understand why we chose this microphone. We weren't just picking names out of a hat. There's a reason why we landed on one in particular. So as we're thinking about what the best microphone is for you to purchase, we're doing it under the assumption that you have a really important piece of technology at your disposal. What is that, Albin?
You've got to have, I mean, you probably need to have a computer. So as long as you've got a PC or a Mac, you're going to be pretty much set. And so I think we're going to tell them what they need beyond a computer.
So assuming you have a computer, the rest of your microphone setup is going to be utilizing your computer as your recording device, as your main recording device. And the reason that's important is because there's two main kinds of microphone styles or microphone outputs or connectors. The first one is an XLR connection. So, Albin, talk about what an XLR is.
And so, yeah, XLR is pretty much the industry standard. That's what you're going to see anytime you go to a concert or something. That's what they're going to be using. They use the cables for pretty much everything.
Yeah, so XLR microphones are absolutely the industry standard, but you can't just plug an XLR microphone right in your computer. Mm-hmm. So you have to buy extra gear to make it work. But there's another kind of microphone, and that is a USB microphone.
Yeah, and so USB mic, you're going to plug it in. It's kind of like a mini USB port on the back of the microphone. You plug it right into the side of the computer, and you're good to go. And you can get some pretty nice ones, and we think it's really a pretty easy way to do it. So that's kind of our recommended way of doing it.
So the benefit of having a USB microphone over an XLR microphone is you don't need anything else.
Mm-hmm.
The USB microphone is going to come with everything you need to start recording. And so that's why when you're first starting out, we really recommend you get a USB microphone.
Okay.
And so now that we've kind of narrowed it down that we're not getting an XLR to start out, we want a USB microphone. which one does the best job of recording your voice without costing a lot of money or costing an arm and a leg. So, Albin, now that we know we want a USB microphone, what is the best bang for your buck USB microphone that's available on the market?
So the best one on the market, it's got to be USB. It's got to be good at recording voice, and it's got to come in at a pretty reasonable price point. Is, you want to do a little drum roll for this bad boy? The ATR 2100. It's what I'm talking into right now, and it's what you're using.
Yes, it's what I'm using as well.
Yeah, and this is an awesome mic. It's pretty cheap. It's like $75, $79, right?
Yeah, current list price on Amazon is about $79 US.
And it's an awesome mic. It's something that could definitely grow with you. You can use it for years. And to be honest, when I've done kind of sound tests, until you start getting into those $700 mics, there's not a whole lot that's better.
This microphone, the ATR 2100 that we're using right now, is going to get you like 85% of the way towards a perfect microphone.
Mm-hmm.
That extra $700 is to get you to 94% of the way to a perfect microphone. So at a certain point, it doesn't make sense to spend more money until you're really willing and able to invest. And we're not getting paid to say any of this. We legitimately believe that this is the best microphone for you to buy. And there's all kinds of stuff that comes in the box. It's not just the microphone. You also get a stand, so you can have it on your desk or your table. You don't have to hold it when you're recording. It comes with both the USB and XLR cable, because that's the cool part. It has both connections.
And then it's really easy to do little upgrades on it as well. So right now we're using a boom arm, and so you can add that on later. You can get a shock mount later. But you can kind of start a little bit more basic with just the mic, and then as you kind of get into it, expand your setup a little bit.
There's only one thing that's not great about this microphone.
Uh-oh.
You can't get it if you don't live in the United States.
Really?
Yes. Something about international trade law or some kind of, you know, government thing. You can't get it if you live overseas. But there's another comparable microphone that is a very similar setup that has very similar features, and that's the Samson Q2U. And that one retails for about $60 US. And we'll leave links to both of these microphones in the show notes so you can go and check them out. But if you live outside the US, you can get the Samsung Q2U. That's not Samsung like the phone. It's like Samson like the dude that was super jacked in the Bible.
Knocked over the temple in the old Bible.
Right. So Samson Q2U, you can get that outside the US. But if you're in the US, you can get your hands on one. We absolutely recommend the ATR 2100.
And the Samson's pretty similar. It's still got the USB and the XLR setup as well, right?
Yes, it does. There is one accessory that we're going to recommend that you get with each of these microphones, and that's a pop filter. So, Albin, talk about what a pop filter is and why it's important.
Pop filters are like the kind of foam ball on the end of a microphone, right?
Yes.
So the piece inside the microphone that's actually picking up the sound, it can create a weird sound if you get a lot of air on it all at once. So when you make a P or sometimes an S sound, you get kind of a weird thing in the recording. So a pop filter makes it a little bit easier to disperse the wind coming out of your mouth so that you get a little bit better of a recording quality.
That was a very good explanation, Professor Albin. Absolutely. Yeah, so the pop filter is just going to help cut down on the really strong P's and S's that come out of your mouth naturally, so the listener doesn't feel like you're assaulting their eardrum. That's basically, don't punch your listener in the ear. It's just a good rule of thumb.
Yeah, this thing is right near your mouth. So you wouldn't talk at normal volume if someone was 3 inches from your mouth. Pop filters kind of make it a little bit softer for people.
And pop filters are super cheap. You can get them for less than $10, you know, and we'll leave a link to some pop filters you can look at in the show notes as well. So there are links for everything that we talk about today. Now, there's one caveat to this microphone, and that if you're going to do an in-person interview, the question is, well, should I just buy two of these? Should I just buy two ATR 2100s? But there's a problem.
Yeah, the problem's going to be when you try to plug in two USB mics into the same computer, it gets really intense trying to get it all to work out.
It's not easy to record two USB microphones into the same computer, because when you go to select which microphone you want for each audio track, the computer doesn't know the difference between one ATR2100 and the other ATR2100. So it looks like you have the same microphone plugged in twice. So that's going to make recording difficult. So if you're going to be doing in-person interviews or doing your podcast with a co-host, we recommend picking up two ATR2100s and a Scarlett 2i2 USB interface. And a USB interface is essentially a device that allows you to use XLR microphones and still record directly into your computer. So the 2i2 has two XLR inputs, meaning you can record two people using two microphones. In fact, it's the interface that we're using to record this podcast. So when you purchase your two microphones and your Scarlett 2i2, I just going to walk you through real quick how to get that set up. All you have to do is plug the Scarlett 2i2 USB interface into your computer, then plug in each ATR2100 into the Scarlett 2i2, and then now your computer can distinguish between the two microphones and you won't run into any problems.
And so the other setup that we see a lot is one person here and one person over the internet, right?
Yes.
And so what's the setup that you recommend for that?
Yeah, it's not always practical to be in the same place when you're doing an interview. And so you want to conduct that interview over the internet and record your audio. So, but there's one software that we recommend that is tailor-made for podcasters that's really going to give you the best audio quality. And Alvin, what is that software that we like to use?
Yeah, I'm a big fan of Zencastr. And so we've met these guys at conferences and we've tested out their software. So what it does is it gives you a link you can share with someone. And then they join you for almost like an audio call. So it sounds a lot like maybe Skype or something. The benefit is it's built for podcasters. So it's going to record your audio to your computer. And then it's going to record your guest's audio to their computer. So you've got pure lossless audio, which you could never have over the internet. And then it will send all the audio files to you.
And so lossless just means that it hasn't been processed at all, that it's right. The pure audio, the highest quality audio you're getting for the recording.
Yeah, so even right? If while you're having the conversation, it's kind of dropping in and out, there's like stuff going on when you're listening, the recordings you're going to have are going to be perfect. They've also got a free tier. So similar to Buzzsprout, you start off on a free tier and then you can upgrade to paid if you want to. And so they'll let you do up to two guests, and I think you can record like 8 hours of content in a month before they ask you to pay anything. And so for 90% of podcasters, it's basically a completely free setup.
And then a really quick pro tip before we move on to the next segment here. When you're doing an internet interview with someone who doesn't have their own microphone, don't let them use their computer microphone, the built-in computer microphone. You're going to get terrible audio quality with that. What you want to do is ask them to use Apple EarPods. They come free with every single iPhone. And if they don't have a pair, they know someone who has a pair. And the built-in microphone that comes on those Apple EarPods is going to give you significantly better audio quality than using the built-in computer mic.
So that's just the standard Apple headphones that I'm going to get with anything I buy?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Yeah, I would say about 95% of my online internet interviews have been with the other person using Apple EarPods. And I've never had anyone say, man, it sounds like they're just talking in a, you know, really echoey room. Never have any kind of comments about audio quality. And they're just using the free Apple EarPods, just like our buddy from the beginning of this episode. And just remember, if you're asking the person you're interviewing to use those Apple EarPods, make sure they have the little dongle that allows it to connect to the headphone jack. The new EarPods are the Lightning Connector EarPods. And so you just want to make sure that they can connect it into the headphone jack of their computer for when you're doing your interview. So we talked about microphones, that if you can get it, if you're in the U.S., get an ATR2100. If you're outside of the U.S., get a Samson Q2U. And if you are doing more than one person in the same room and you're interviewing them or having a conversation with them, going for the Blue Yeti microphone, because each of those are going to be tailor-made for exactly what you need. And you're not going to have to buy a bunch of extra gear to get started. So next thing we want to talk about is the software. Again, just like with the microphone, you don't need professional audio editing software to have a great podcast.
Yeah, so we've got a handful of different options, and I think all of these are free as well.
Yes, every software that we're talking about is going to be free.
Cool. And so we'll start with Mac. is super easy to use. It's just GarageBand, and it's pretty easy to edit and record voices. And so that's kind of my go-to.
Yes, if you own a Mac, it's probably already going to be installed on your computer, and it's going to let you record directly in the software. It's going to let you edit your recordings and export or save your podcast episodes all in one software. And that's the software that we're actually using for this podcast.
Nice.
You know, so it turns out pretty good. And that's the software I've used for every single one of my personal podcasts as well. GarageBand works fantastic if you have a Mac.
Yeah, it's pretty easy to pick up. So, I mean, I think most people within 30 minutes are starting to learn the basics. And there's a pretty, you know, it's not a pretty steep learning curve or anything.
Yeah, it's relatively easy to learn compared to other options that are out there on the market. And if you have a Mac, it's free. It's already installed on your computer. We're going to dive deeper into how to actually edit your podcast using GarageBand in a future episode. So we'll dig into those details a little bit more about actually the process of editing. But at this point, just know that if you have a Mac or if you're an Apple person, just make sure that you have GarageBand in your applications folder. That's all you really need at this point.
Mm-hmm.
So, but if you don't have a Mac, if you're like 95% of the world, what should you use, Alvin?
Yeah, so if you're running Windows or Linux, there's something that's out there that's totally free called Audacity, and it's open source software. You open it up, it looks a little intimidating, but there's so many tutorials online. You know, with any open source software, there's tons of people that are working on it and are posting cool stuff to YouTube. But it's a little bit more of a little bit steeper of a learning curve, but it's pretty much pro-level audio recording, editing, and exporting completely for free. So you can't really beat the price.
Yeah, like GarageBand, it's going to let you record audio, edit audio, export your podcast episodes all in one software. And it does pack a lot of the advanced features that you would get in a paid software product. It does take a little getting used to, like Alvin mentioned. You know, it's not as intuitive as GarageBand, which is why if you're a Mac person, just stick with GarageBand. But there are a lot of different resources available to help you get started. So if you own a PC, or if you're one of the, you know, 10 people that own a Linux machine, or if you just have a personal gripe with GarageBand, you just don't like it for a personal reason, you can download Audacity on your computer and use that as a free audio editing software to edit your podcast episodes. So just to recap this episode, we talked about microphones, we talked about software, but specifically that you don't need to spend hundreds of dollars to start your podcast. With the microphones and the software we covered in this episode, you also won't need to upgrade anytime soon. These are the microphones that you can grow with, that you can use for years and years before you ever need to get or invest in anything more expensive. And so just to recap, most of you guys should be getting the Audio-Technica ATR2100 microphone. If you're not in the United States, a similar style microphone is going to be the Samson Q2U. It's going to be a very similar functionality, very similar style, and for a very similar price point. And then if you are recording with two or more people in one room, we recommend getting the Blue Yeti microphone. That's going to be the best all-around microphone for that specific kind of podcast. And then software-wise, if you have a Mac, use GarageBand, which is already probably installed on your machine. And if you have anything else, you can download Audacity for free.
Make sure you've downloaded our guide, the How to Start a Podcast Checklist. It's everything you need to really to launch a podcast without forgetting anything. And if you follow it, it's going to walk you through the whole process so that you can launch a successful podcast.
In the next episode, episode 4, we're going to walk you through how to record your first episode.